The following program is made possible by the partners and friends of Ronnie Phillips Ministries International. You were created to be more than you are now, to love more than you love now, and to live a life that's fully alive. Take a few minutes and join Pastor Ronnie Phillips for a message of grace that will help you live fully alive.
Because God's going to use who He wants to use, and God's going to do what He wants to do, and we just need to get in on it.
Quit waiting for God to move, and then you praise Him. Go ahead and praise Him now, and then God will move on the sound of the praise you make.
At this year's Live Free Conference, Pastor Ronnie Phillips and Pastor Ron Carpenter Jr. will help you discover and activate the hero within you. Join us September 15th through 17th in Chattanooga. Seating is limited, so register now before it's sold out. Just $40 for the evening sessions, plus you'll receive a conference shirt. Don't wait. Register today for Live Free, September 15th through 17th. Sign up at ronniephillips.org.
Greetings, partners and friends. This is Pastor Ronnie Phillips, lead pastor at Abbas House and founder of Ronnie Phillips Ministries International. We are so excited to be bringing you another message from our series, The Voice. Today, we're going to be talking about a very exciting and encouraging message, When God Says Yes. Isn't it awesome when God says yes, when He answers our prayers, when He heals us, when He comes through in the clutch for us? Man, it's amazing. Today, I'm going to tell you how God says yes, when He says yes, and why He says yes. You're going to be blessed, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to say yes to Jesus at the end of this. Enjoy today's message.
God is speaking to us in this day and age. We just have to listen. And I believe God is saying to us yes today. Everybody shout yes. We're going to keep coming back to that throughout this entire message. But God is speaking yes today. Your yes is in the atmosphere today. Just grab hold of it. Some of you already have. Amen. Chains have already fallen off some of you. God has already done the miracle in some of you. And for the rest of you, He's going to do it before you leave here today. How many of you feel like God keeps telling you no? Some of you, you are theologically educated on no. Many of you are thinking, before I even get through my introduction of what God wants to release today, you're already thinking, but Pastor Ronnie, God also says no. I'm well aware of that. But we're going to celebrate the yes the next 2 weeks, because He also says yes. And I believe that there is a yes in store for many of you today. I believe that when we look in the Word of God, we will find many instances over the course of the next 2 weeks where God shouts yes. I believe God wants to bless you today. Just like young Samuel, if you'll say, "Speak, Lord, your servant hears," I believe God will speak yes into your spirit today. So let us begin with when and where and why God says yes. Why does God say yes? And when does God say yes? God says yes, number one, when we are in alignment with Him. When we are in alignment with Him. John 14, beginning with verse 13, says this, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Everybody say anything. Everybody say yes. God says, anything you ask, I will do it. In Eugene Patterson's translation, in the Message version of the Bible, this is how they put it. "Whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it." When you request things along the lines of who God is and what He is doing, everybody say His will, He will do it. Jesus will do anything that agrees with who He is and what He is doing. If anything outside of that is made mention, Jesus will not do it. Jesus will not do anything that contradicts His character. If you are asking God for something that contradicts His plan or His character, He will not do it. You will never figure this out in this dimension. You can get 3 degrees, you can get a doctorate, you can get a PhD, you can learn Hebrew and Greek, but you will never completely understand God's plan or His will on this side of heaven. So you have to trust God in the season that you are in, and you have to believe God for a yes. 1 John chapter 5 says this, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of Him." God says yes when we are in alignment with His plan. Number two, God says yes when we are in love with Him. God says yes not only when we are in alignment with Him, God says yes when we are in love with Him. You see, first we must accept God. Acceptance is salvation, alignment is motivation, agreement is determination, and access into the Holy of Holies is sanctification. These are all things that you must walk through if you're going to receive your yes. You've got to accept Him, then you have to align your life with Him, then you have to agree with what He agrees with and walk in agreement with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and then you'll gain access into the Holy of Holies, and the Spirit will be poured out on your life, and you will walk sanctified, not holier than thou, not better than everybody, but with the Spirit of the Lord in you and epi upon you, so that you can walk in miracle working power and you can believe God for those kinds of things. You must love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. God is not a slot machine. He is not an ATM machine. You must have an authentic, intimate relationship with Him that involves weeping. It involves your heart, not just your mind. You must have an authentic relationship with God. Love is obedience. How do you know if you love God? How do I know if you love God? How do you know if I love God? Are you obeying His word? If you love me, it says, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. See, some of you are looking for an excuse to quit on God. You're looking for an excuse to quit on God because you've asked things that don't agree with who He is, that aren't in alignment with His plan or His will, and you've lost faith in God. You don't trust God, and so now you're bitter at God, and you have chosen not to obey His word because you feel like He has let you down when He is trying to lift you up. He hasn't let you down. He's trying to lift you up. God thinks about things eternally. This isn't the end. This is just a vapor. This is just a glimpse. We have an eternity in glory to rule and reign with God. And so whatever misfortunes you've had on this earth, do you understand those are temporary? And you're just on an interview for some crowns, amen? Crown of glory, crown of righteousness, a martyr's crown. There are things that God wants to bestow on you in His realm. But many of us live for this realm. And we're mad and we're frustrated. And as I told you last week, Christians process things, good, positive things as supernatural favor. God blessed me. God rewarded me. And we process negative information as God is testing me. God is mad at me. God hates me. God's punishing me. And sometimes the goal is peace, to let the peace of God rule and reign in your heart so that we aren't defined by our circumstances. We live above them. We live above them. There's an interesting story in the Word of God about Hannah. Now there was a certain man of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham. And he had two wives. Now that's a controversial thing there. Listen, I'm having trouble with one wife, amen? Just kidding. Hallelujah. But God's plan from Genesis was one man and one woman, but just like many things in the Word of God and in culture, we've messed up His plan on more than one occasion. And in this culture, you could have multiple wives. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also, the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, He would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. She had a lot of kids. Hannah had no kids. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion. For he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. I want to stop right there and say, sometimes God loves people that we don't love. Sometimes God chooses to give a double portion to those who haven't produced what they thought they should produce. Sometimes God chooses to give more to the one who has produced less. Now that doesn't work with religion, but that's who the Alpha and the Omega is at the core of his character. It says a double portion. For he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. See, some of you feel closed off and neglected and rejected and abandoned. You feel like God has turned his back on you and you want to quit. But God says, stay in alignment and in love with me. And he gave her a double portion. And her rival, the sister wife, also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. Now this sounds like church folk, don't it? Two people of the same DNA, of the same faith, and one wife is provoking and criticizing Hannah, the barren wife. You see, sometimes those who think they are more spiritual because they have more are really walking with less. And really don't have the right perspective of God. And so they would go up to Shiloh to worship. And this is supposed to be a spiritual thing. This wasn't like now where there's a church on every corner. I mean, when people would worship, they would plan on spending days on end to go worship and to hear from God and to offer their sacrifices and all of those kinds of things. And during this spiritual encounter, Peninnah is provoking Hannah, making fun of her because she can't have a baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Make it funny.
So it was year by year. So this wasn't a one-time thing. Year by year, Peninnah would provoke Hannah, would make fun of her, would rub the fact that she had all these children in her face, would stick her nose up at Hannah. God loved Hannah. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? I believe God speaks through Elkanah there. We are so comfortable in our misery and in our illness and in our dysfunction and in our story that we rarely choose to walk in alignment with God. We've gotten used to telling people how mom abandoned me, how daddy abandoned me, and how this one mistreated me, and how I was born in poverty, or how I lost this family member. And you know, I want to be honest with you today. I'm a merciful, loving pastor. That's just who God made me to be. But I would be lying to you this morning if I wasn't honest with you about the fact that sometimes I believe God just wants you to shut up and realize that there is an eternal perspective that is bigger than me and it's bigger than you. And he's tired of hearing the same old song and dance as an excuse not to be who God called you to be. We all have an excuse not to be who God called us to be, not to serve him, not to love him, not to be serious about the things of God. Every person in here has a story. Every person in here has had unfair circumstances and things that have happened to them. Some of you are walking through difficulty right now, but you've made a decision to choose to love God and continue to go to the temple year after year, no matter who's provoked you or who's hurt you, no matter what the doctor said, you've chosen to stay faithful over a few things. things. And I believe God's going to say yes to those of you who have been faithful over a few things. Somebody shout yes. So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts. Now I love Hannah here because even though this Peninnah had provoked her year after year, she chose to stay faithful. She chose to stay in a spirit of intercession. She chose to believe God for her miracle. She chose to grab hold of her yes. Now, I want to be honest with you this morning. If you provoke me year after year, I'm just not there yet. I'd have to deal with it the Saudi Daisy way. If you provoke me year after year, eventually I'm going to bring that to an ending, one way or the other. But Hannah stayed faithful. She stayed in alignment. She stayed in love with God. She stayed in intimacy with God. She stayed faithful and she made a vow. My mother reminded me this morning, she prayed this prayer because she'd had two girls, my sisters. Of course she needed me. I mean, come on. And she wanted to have a little boy. I was an answer to prayer to her in an accident today. I love truth somewhere in the middle, okay? Hallelujah. But she prayed. She wanted a little boy, and she prayed this prayer. And so many others have prayed this prayer. And I believe God's going to open some wounds today for those of you who are willing to grab hold of this and shout, yes, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. No razor shall come upon his head. She said, Lord, I will dedicate this child to you in your temple. I will give this child to you. And the Lord answered. The Lord heard. The Lord said yes. The Lord said yes. And Samuel, which means the Lord heard, would be born. And he would be a part of choosing David as a king. And the son of David would come as the fulfillment of every Hebrew prophecy and die on a cross for our sins so that we might be saved and filled. But you have to go back in history to realize that there was a Hannah that said, I choose to grab hold of my yes. I choose to shout yes. I choose to believe God in the midst of struggle. And it happened as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth. She was praying, but no words were coming out of her mouth. She was praying, but no words were coming out of her mouth. Now, you can preach this any way you want to, but I see this woman overcome with the Spirit of God and is in such agony praying to God for a miracle that she can't even pray words. In the New Covenant, we call that being filled with the Holy Ghost. And she can't pray. So her mouth's moving, but no words. But Eli watches her mouth, and he hears her prayers, and he sees what she is saying and what she is needing, and he recognizes that there's a yes coming for her. Now Hannah spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine or intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. See, sometimes when you really get desperate, you don't really care what people think, not even me, or Pastor Ron, or anyone. When you get desperate enough, you won't worry about how loud you weep. You won't worry about how loud you cry. You won't worry about running to an altar. You won't worry about moving by faith. When you get desperate enough, and that's where I want to land this plane, God says yes when we are desperate for destiny. God says yes when we are desperate for destiny. Hannah was desperate for destiny. She was desperate for a yes. Hannah means in Hebrew, God's favor. Peninnah means precious stone, beautiful but cold. Elkanah means owned by God. And Samuel means God heard. She never stopped believing God for her yes. Listen to what it says. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I've spoken until now. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel will grant your petition, which you have asked of him. I want to tell you this morning that I believe with all of my heart that God is saying yes to you this morning. I believe with all my heart that God wants to use you. But you have got to break free from telling the same old sad story and start believing God for a yes. What do you need a yes for this morning? Maybe you need a yes in the area of healing. Maybe you need a yes for emotional healing, physical healing, mental healing. Maybe you need a yes for your diagnosis. Maybe it's cancer. Maybe God has closed your womb. You see here in Scripture that He can open your womb. God can do it in a supernatural way if you will trust God with the small things. Trust God. Listen, whenever the enemy says no, God shouts yes. Whenever people say no, and it's in accordance with His will and His purpose and His plan, God shouts yes. It doesn't matter how many times you've been hurt, provoked, picked on, cast aside, God says yes. The interesting thing about Hannah was she never gave up on God. She never gave up on God. And she never allowed the character and the judgment of others to change her into something God never intended for her to be. And she kept her vow to God. She kept her word to God. When that child was born, she brought the child to the priest, dedicated him, and he was raised there to become a mighty prophet of God. And history and humanity was changed because a mama believed God. And I believe if we will believe God for our yes this morning, that He will do supernatural exploits in our midst. God loves you, but you've got to love Him. You've got to walk in alignment with Him. You've got to be madly in love with Him. What does that mean? That's not religion, friend. That's not the same old, same old. You can have every strategy, every program, but if you're not passionate about God and His character and who He is, you will miss your yes. You will miss your yes, because here's some revelation for you. If you're walking in intimacy with God, you'll forget about the answer, yes. Because you'll be so in love with Him. The yes is a byproduct of intimacy with Him. If your agenda is yes, you may never get there. But if your agenda is Christ, you'll get there. It's just like when someone's struggling in the area of sin. And this is what you deal with particularly in evangelical churches, is people are raised and they hear about the things of God and they hear about the do's and don'ts of the gospel. And they hear these things, and as they're coming through their teenage years or their early 20s, and bad things begin to happen, circumstances beyond their control, things begin to happen. And they begin to make mistakes. And some of it people would consider a part of growing up. Some of it are just sins that they committed, and they knew they were sins. And they start to walk out of God's purpose and His will for their life. And then because of religion, somewhere along the way, people are convinced that they'll never be good enough. And so people come here, and they're going to be coming more and more in the days ahead, and they come here with this list of wrongs that they do. They come in with this heavy burden of guilt on their backs, and they're miserable, they're hurting, they're broken. And they come in with their list, and they get touched by God, or they pray a prayer, or they try to grab their yes, and their list is so long that they start working on their list. And the whole time they're working on their list, they've turned their back on God. Because their focus is on the list. Their focus is on what they do that's wrong. It's not on Jesus. And as long as you live that life, you're going to live a miserable, religious, hypocritical life. Because your focus is on the list, not on Jesus Christ. Your focus must be on Him. Your focus must be on Him. And Hannah in this story, her focus was on God. And He gave her a yes. But I challenge you, if you'll make Jesus the Lord of your life and you'll put Him first and you'll worship Him in spirit and truth and you'll cry out to Him and you'll believe God for a yes, then after a few months, your list of 10 will go down to 8. And after about a year, that list of 8 will go down to 6. And then after 3 or 4 years, that list is going to get down to 4. And then eventually it'll get down to 2. And if we're being honest, everybody's got one thing on the list. And that's why the focus has to be on Jesus Christ. And He'll clean up your mess. He'll clean up your list. And He'll give you a yes. Somebody shout yes.
Oh, isn't it great that God says yes, that God still speaks to us? I'm so excited about all that God's doing in the life of our church here in Chattanooga, and I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. We want to hear from you. We want to be a blessing to you. You know, I preach 9 messages through this series of The Voice. You need all of them, and you're just seeing a part of one of those messages today. You're not going to see all of them. We need you to order this series. Not to benefit us personally, but to help us stay on television and take this grace message, this unique message of grace that you won't find everywhere else. We want to take this message to the ends of the earth. So when you purchase the series, The Voice, you're helping us do that. Now, many of you are excited about the fact that God says yes, but let me tell you something. You need to say yes to Jesus. He is calling you. He is asking you to enter into covenant with Him, and you need to say yes. You need to say yes, Jesus. In fact, just pray that prayer with me. Say, yes, Jesus, I accept You into my heart. Yes, I accept Your grace. Yes, I accept Your forgiveness. I love You, Lord. Come into my life and save me. I choose today, Father, to say yes because of what Your Son Jesus did for me. If you prayed that prayer, please let us know who you are so we can connect with you. God bless you, and we will see you next time.
Life is hard. If only there was someone to help guide you, to tell you which way to go. There is, but you need to know how to hear His voice. God is still speaking loudly to us. Can you hear Him? Do you know how to hear Him? Through Pastor Ronnie Phillips' 9-part series, The Voice, you can learn how to hear God and discover when and why He says yes, no, shift, and sometimes even depart from me. Download the entire series today for just $40 or get the set on CD for $45. Learn to hear the voice. Get it now at ronniephillips.org.
Pastor Ronnie Phillips delivers help and hope around the world through missions, media, and the message of grace. Go online to ronniephillips.org to partner with Pastor Ronnie today. And join us again next week for another message that will help you live free and fully alive.